this real life?
Hey, real life podcast listeners. Even if you are alone in your English learning, know that today, right now, in your earbuds, you are joined by thousands of English learners all around the world searching to do the same thing you are. If you want to know more about Real Life English or this podcast, then check out our website at reallifebh.com.
Oh yeah! Hey Real Lifers, this is Chad. Welcome to another Real Life English podcast, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, and convenient way to learn English. So save some time and listen to this podcast while stuck in traffic, ironing your clothes, washing the dishes, or saving your friend from the Japanese Yakuza. I'm joined today by my co-host, the man who played Russian roulette with a fully loaded revolver and won, Trevor Pirtle.
What's going on?
How you doing, man?
Doing good. It's been a while since I've done this podcast. Getting a little saudades for it.
Yeah, what does saudades mean?
So if you haven't listened to a previous podcast, saudades is a Portuguese word that just means like an intense longing, or when you miss something really bad and it's causing you pain.
Yeah, yeah, you have been missing in action, MIA, Trevor.
Yeah, I've had a bunch of stuff that I had to deal with, and getting on the podcast was difficult at times.
Mm-hmm. So where are you right now for our listeners who are unaware of what's been going on?
Yeah, I'm in Rio de Janeiro and just Santa Teresa right now, but I'll be moving to a place in Tijuca in the next day or so. So awesome. If you're in Rio, just send me a message and we can meet up. And I'm meeting up with a couple of real lifers tomorrow afternoon, and I'll be going back to the party in BH. In Belo Horizonte on Friday. So go out to the party, hang out there, mm-hmm. and then the next Real Life English party in Rio is on Thursday the 19th. So we got that going.
And what else have you been doing in Rio? Have you been making the most of the marvelous city, as they say?
No, man, I haven't been doing anything like that. I've just been dealing with some unfortunate situations. So I've been really being tested on my patience and my emotions, not getting too upset about some things. But hopefully all that crap is behind me and things will start looking better. So
yeah, I'm sure that every cloud has a silver lining.
What do you mean by that?
It's an expression which means that every bad situation in your life has a little bit of goodness in it, or maybe a lesson that you can learn from it.
Yeah, definitely. And I was listening to a podcast that said this guy who talks to CEOs, he's like a shrink for CEOs of companies. So the CEO would be
What's
like
a
the
shrink?
Head. So first, a CEO is like a head of a company, like the guy in charge. And a shrink is a psychologist. It's another word for a psychologist, or someone that you tell your problems to.
Okay.
So, yeah, he was saying that almost all of the CEOs he talked to, after they had gone through all this negative events, it was the turning point in their career to a huge amount of abundance. So I'm hoping that the same thing happens to me or us.
Can only hope.
Yeah.
So if you stick around to the end of this episode, we're going to give you a great resource for learning English online for free with some really cool videos.
Yeah, they got some really informative videos. You can definitely learn a lot from them. So stick around.
Oh, yeah. Should we jump straight into the news?
Yeah, let's do it. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. So the first bit of news today for anyone who is in Belo Horizonte or will be in Belo Horizonte this weekend, On the 14th of September, we are going to be celebrating the 30th Real Life English Party.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's been about 2.5 years since we started the Real Life English Party here in Belo Horizonte. And it's had its ups and downs, and right now it is maxing out. It's awesome. If you haven't been, you have to come because it's a great night. Trevor's going to be here from Rio, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'll be there as long as my bus doesn't break down.
Mm-hmm. And as long as the Brazilian gringo saves you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, my kidnapper was nice enough to let me do this podcast, so.
Yeah.
I bribed him with sexual favors.
Oh, no. That doesn't sound good. So, yeah, if you're in Belo Horizonte this weekend, it starts at 5 p.m. and it goes technically until 10, but that always gets extended. And there is the drinks promotion from 5 to 7, 7.30, I believe, actually. I think I wrote 7 on the invitation, but it's until 7.30. So, check it out if you're in Belo Horizonte.
Yeah, it sounds good. Hope to see all of you guys there. It's been a while since I've been back in Belo Horizonte.
You mentioned that you're starting the party in Rio as well. Have you set a date?
Yeah, the date is, as I previously mentioned, September the 19th on Thursday. And we don't have a location yet, but I'm meeting up with a friend in Ipanema. He's going to show me some places there to possibly have it at. If you have any advice for where we could have it, we just want like a big open space and an owner who is willing to collaborate with us. Yeah, just send me an email at trevor@reallifebh.com.
Perfect. And I believe that there is also the event in Barcelona, which is being organized by Ethan right now.
That's right. Yeah, we got an event in Barcelona now as well. Pretty soon we're going to have the whole podcast just to be announcing all the parties.
Yeah, I think Ethan also set the same date as you, man. He's going to do it on the 19th of September, rain or shine.
Cool. Yeah, it'd be cool to go to Barcelona and go to the party there. That'd be nice.
Yeah, yeah. One day, we'll record the podcast there.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to the shout-outs. You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout. Okay, so we had 3 5-star reviews on iTunes, so just want to say thank you to all the people who are taking some time out of their day to help this podcast spread to new people. Every 5-star review helps new people find the podcast, as iTunes will rank us higher. So the first one is from Quell123 from Brazil, and he says, "Awesome!" with 4 exclamation marks.
And he really meant that.
And he says, "You will learn, laugh, and have a good time." Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How did you spell it?
O-H.
Oh, damn.
Didn't we already talk about this a few times? So what we say is, "Ah, yeah," with A-W-W. Oh, yeah, with an O-H is a little bit more sexual. So we don't say that. It's on this podcast, at least. So... Oh, yeah.
But it was a good, awesome comment, though. Thanks a lot for your initiative there. That was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I've got another one here, which is actually in Portuguese, but I'll translate it. The title of the comment is Perfect. This is by Castile Hoft from Brazil. And this person says, "I recommend this for all English students. Congratulations for the podcast. I'm a fan."
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if we're perfect, but thank you for the compliment. All right, yeah. And then the last one was from Manuel Lopez. Another one from Brazil. Looks like it's all Brazil this week. And he says, "It's one of the best podcasts in iTunes."
Oh, yeah.
All right, thanks, Manuel, for that. Appreciate it.
All right, that was a good set of reviews there.
Yeah, short and sweet.
Yeah. What does short and sweet mean?
Just means it's short and great. It's really good.
That's pretty self-explanatory expression.
Yeah. Short and full of sugar. So. All right. So
okay.
Let's move on to the question. Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Okay, so the question we have today is how to use the word even.
Okay, so how do you use the word even?
Okay, so I actually made a video about this, but I'm just going to explain it very quickly for you guys right now. And the word even can be used in a number of different situations. So the most obvious one is like odd and even numbers. You know, mm-hmm. Odd being 3, 5, etc. Even 2, 4. But even is used a lot to show that you are surprised or something is unexpected. For example, everyone is going to come to the real life party this week. Even Trevor.
Oh, yeah, even someone from Rio de Janeiro.
Exactly. So that was kind of unexpected, like, even Trevor, because it's something that we didn't expect him to do because he lives in Rio. That's one way we use even, is to emphasize a comparative. So you're going to use this before adjectives, comparative adjectives. So I can say Trevor is tall, but Justin is even taller.
That's right. Justin is really tall.
Yeah. Or even with, even can be used with any other adjective that's a comparative. So living in Belo Horizonte is kind of expensive, but living in Rio is even more expensive.
Yeah, it is pretty expensive living here in Rio.
Is it expensive there?
Yeah, even for Brazil, it's expensive.
Yeah. What about the cost of living? Is it like, you know, buying stuff there?
Buses are more expensive, restaurants are more expensive, housing is more expensive, fruits and vegetables and rice and,
everything.
Fruits and vegetables and rice and beans are the same price and stuff, but yeah, everything else is a little bit more. Well, I mean, like the buses are like just a little more expensive, but
okay,
yeah,
cool. And lastly, is how do you, even with even though and even if. These are generally when there is a contradiction of some kind. So I can say, we are going to have the party on Saturday, even if it's raining. Even if it's raining.
Cool. And I could say, I'm going to go to the party in Belo Horizonte, even though I live in Rio.
Perfect. Good. So it's like usually when there's a contradiction of ideas there.
Yeah, like
it's. But obviously we can't go into too much detail of this subject in this podcast, so going to link the article to the show notes. Have a read. There's also a video of me explaining it in more detail.
Cool. So, yeah, you can go check that out if you want to learn more.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's move on to the expressions.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
All right, Chad, so I heard we had a pretty badass expression theme for this week. What is that?
Yeah, badass is very appropriate. All the expressions this week are related to gangster slang.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let me just quickly run through these. I guess they're kind of, I guess this is an appropriate title, gangster. The first one is faux shizzle. Second one is that's whack. Third one, bling. Fourth one, let's bounce. And the fifth one, to scope it out, or to scope something.
Nice. All right.
You familiar with all of them, Trevor?
I am familiar with all those. Yes, I'm quite knowledgeable about the gangster life.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I'm quite gangster myself.
Same thing.
Okay, so let's jump straight into this. The first one, faux shizzle. What can you tell us about this expression? Is this from Cali? Maybe.
Well, this is actually from Snoop Dogg, and Snoop Dogg is from Long Beach in California, so, but you almost always have to follow fishizzle with manizzle.
Okay.
Fishizzle is just a word, it comes from for sure. It's like when you want to agree with someone, say for sure, but fishizzle, Snoop Dogg takes everything and adds izzle to it so that it rhymes. So you say fishizzle, manizzle, wizzle. And just like keeps on going off on that. And so you could say for shizzle instead of saying for sure to something.
Okay. So if I was to say, an example would be, hey, Trev, you going to come to the party this Saturday?
Oh, for shizzle. And you got to kind of say it with emotion like that. Oh, for shizzle. Or I could say, fascism. Yeah.
Nice. And how gangster, like, for example, how appropriate is this? Like, I know it's gangster expressions, but is this, do you think, bad to use in other situations if it's not with your friends?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Not a good idea to use this with your boss?
No, I don't think. Unless your boss is a Snoop Dogg fan.
For shizzle. All right, let's move on. I think that's it. Well, let's explain that one.
1 sec there, you just said, I think that's pretty gangster. What does that mean?
Yeah, I was waiting for you to pick up on that one. So, I is a gangster way to say, all right. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they kind of like emphasize I.
Yeah, they shorten it a little bit.
How do you spell
I? I would spell it A'IGHT.
Okay, A'IGHT. Nice. Yeah. Okay, the next expression is, that's whack. That's whack.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with this term. It's definitely commonly used in California. In California, a lot of people use gangster talk. And so we say that's whack. And we say, like, homie, stuff like that. Homie means, like, your friend. But whack, that's whack is when something happens that you don't like, that's unfair, that's a crappy situation. You say, damn, that's whack.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that Trevor got kidnapped.
That is whack. Yeah. So it's just like saying it's a bad situation, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah. So another
example. Pleasant situation?
Yeah. A real life example is that after a bunch of negative stuff happened to me, then I realized that my computer charger broke. So I could just say, damn, that's so whack.
Yeah. Did you manage to fix your charger?
I didn't fix it, but I bought a new one, so.
Oh, you had to pay for a new one? That's whack, man.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And whack could also be related to maybe an even older gangster expression, because we're referring to gangsters like the New Day gangster, right? You know, the kind of rap, Snoop Dogg kind of style gangster, but we look at the gangsters from like the 60s, like the mafia guys, and say, hey, Tommy, let's whack him.
Yeah, nice Italian accent there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like an Italian mafia. They say to whack someone is to kill him.
Yeah, to kill someone. That's whack. Okay.
Yeah, it's whack. It's whack to whack someone. All right, so the next one we got is bling. Bling, bling. So do you have any bling, Chad?
I don't have any bling, actually. I'm not much of a bling man.
No? Well, what is bling?
Bling is a word that we use, well, not we, but people more so in the gangster scene would use this to relate, to refer to shiny jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of jewelry. It could be a necklace, it could be an actual ring, it could be an earring, or what are those things that they wear on their teeth?
Grills.
Grills. Yeah. What is a grill exactly?
It's like jewelry for your teeth. I think it looks absolutely ridiculous. I think it was a trend like 5 years ago, 8 years ago. It was like really popular.
Okay.
I don't know if it's such a big thing anymore, but it looks ridiculous.
Yeah. But that is just another piece of bling. That's some more bling that people can have.
Yeah, bling is just jewelry that looks expensive. Doesn't really have to be expensive. But like if you see your friend with a necklace that's like silver necklace or shiny necklace, then you can say, oh, nice, man, you're rocking the bling.
Yeah. What does rockin' mean in this case?
So rockin' is another slang word. It's kind of gangster, and it means to wear something with style, essentially. So you can rock a hat, you can rock your bling, and you can also ask someone like, hey, man, can I rock this t-shirt? Like, does it look good on me? So,
mm-hmm. And the person might be, yeah, man, you totally rocked that shirt. Or like, oh, you're not really rocking it.
Yeah, he's like, no, I wouldn't rock that if I were you.
Do you think that I would rock a grill?
I don't think anyone can rock it.
All right. The next one is, let's bounce. Hey, man, let's bounce.
Yeah, so let's bounce is another way to say, let's leave. Let's get out of here. Mm-hmm. Let's go somewhere else. I use this all the time. Very common. So it's like, hey, man, I'm getting tired. I'm going to bounce.
What does bounce mean kind of originally? What's the actual meaning of the word bounce?
The literal meaning of bounce is like if you drop a ball on the ground, it hits the ground and it goes back up into the air. So it bounces off the ground up into the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like in basketball, they have to bounce the ball.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. You can also say, if you want to be a little bit more clever, you can say, let's make like a ball and bounce.
Oh, nice. Let's make like a ball and bounce.
Yep.
That's kind of like the other expression, let's make like a banana and split.
Yeah, I was thinking of that too. Yeah, so to split means the same thing. It's not as gangster though, but you say, hey, let's split. And so banana split, what is that, Chad?
A banana split is when you split the banana. Split can mean like to cut in half. So when you split the banana and fill it with ice cream, it's a popular dessert dish called a banana split.
Yeah, and they usually put chocolate over it as well. So.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, and so the last expression is to scope or to scope it out. And so this is...
Scope it out.
This comes from the word scope. The literal meaning of scope is it's what you put on your gun so that you can see far away. And so this helps you...
Like a telescope.
Yeah, like a telescope, essentially. But it's for your gun. And so but to scope something would be, like a telescope, you're just examining it. And if you scope it out, you like check to see, to make sure it's cool. For example, hey, you want to go scope out the party, see if it's cool, see if there's any girls there, make sure it's not all guys.
Faux shizzle. All
right, so another way you can use scope would be, say if Chad had something new, and he says to me,
hey, Trevor, check out my new bling.
What? That looks cool. Let me scope that, man. And so to scope that would be to examine it closely. So it's like I want to hold it in my fingers and look at all the diamonds and stuff on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I'm pretty gangster now. I'm using a lot of bling. I got my grill, diamond rings. Scope the shit out, brother.
You put diamonds on your food?
Yeah, I just sprinkle some diamond grains all over my stuff.
Yeah, cool.
All right, so I think that just about does it for the 5 gangster expressions.
All right, so let's move on to the quick tip, trick, and or funny joke section.
Okay, so the tip for today is a website which is called ingvid.com. That's ENGVID.com. This is an awesome resource for learning English with videos. They have a huge archive with some very informative videos. They really go into a lot of detail about, for example, grammar and vocabulary, but they do, you know, they're not so boring. Like they these guys kind of spice it up a little bit. It's quite fun. They're pretty entertaining. It's a great way, you know, most videos are about 5 to 10 minutes, so they're not too long. If you have a spare 5 or 10 minutes during the day and you want to practice some more structural stuff, these videos can really help you out.
Yeah, so if you're interested, go check out ingvid.com.
Yep, and they also have a large range of topics. You know, you can choose between business English lessons. They have some lessons about slang, pronunciation, speaking. They even have some lessons about the TOEFL test, TOEIC test, and a lot of other great topics. So check it out. I'm sure it's going to really help you guys.
All right, cool. So, yeah, go check out ingvid.com. And all right, so let's move on to the joke for today. All right, so this joke uses some coarse language. So if there are kids present, give them the earmuffs.
What are earmuffs?
Earmuffs are what you put over your ears to keep them warm. But it was a joke in some movie with Will Ferrell. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, that movie was called Old School.
Okay, it was Old School for sure. And so he says, he tells his kid to do earmuffs, and the kid covers his ears so he can't hear anything, and they say a bunch of bad words. Okay,
yeah.
So the joke goes, okay, so this guy's at a job interview, and the job interview guy asks him,
"So, what's your greatest weakness?"
"Honesty."
"Oh, I don't think honesty is a weakness."
"I don't give a fuck what you think."
Yeah, probably not the best thing to say at a job interview.
No.
Especially to your, maybe your future boss or employee.
Yeah, well, he's just being honest. And it is his greatest weakness.
Yeah. True. Do you think we have to explain that one? I think most people got it. Pretty self-explanatory. So there you go. This is also some tips what not to do at a job interview. Okay.
All right, so that about does it for the podcast for today. We're going to play you out with a song by Gangstar called "Right Where You Stand." So this is a...
Gangster or Gangstar?
No, it's Gangstar, like star in the sky. It's very intelligent gangster, and it's in a nice little tune from him, so enjoy. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the Real Life English community. Hope to see you at a Real Life English party soon. But always remember, don't be shy. We've got a mailing list. Go to reallifebh.com/podcast. Go there, sign up for the newsletter, and you'll be notified of everything that's going on in the Real Life English community. And I will personally send you 10 free exclusive podcasts for free.
10 free exclusive podcasts for free.
Yeah, emphasizing the freeness.
They're free twice.
Yeah, so the free actually cancels out and you have to give me money.
Awesome.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I shizzle. Never be as nice as I am. Deep block gangster. You right in the shit. Listen, I'ma leave you right where you stand. Have the ambulance pass your Timberlands off right to your man. Cause he pussy, he ain't gonna do nothing but look. When it come to beef, he don't wanna do nothing but cook. As soon as the chrome scope him, right there, two in the dome smoking. Kiss keep funeral homes open. I fall back, smoke an ounce in the dark. Bounce on a preem track like I bounce on a knock. Keep playing, y'all niggas are burned. And you know they say it takes something to happen for niggas to learn. Let the 40 cal give him a perm. This industry is like bacteria and my flow is a germ. Just mad you'll never be as nice as I am. J to the bar and I leave you right where you stand.
You gangsters, cosmetic.
Keep playing, you'll be laying there right where you stand.
My people from the hood stay on the grind.
Deep block gangstar, leave you right where you stand. What?
You gangsters, cosmetic, cosmetic.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Ah yeah. That's better.